The challenges facing America's soybean producers and bringing beef to the classroom. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News, reporting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. We've seen soybean prices on the rise after China recently ended their boycott of U.S. soybeans, now that a new trade agreement is in place.
American soybean farmer desperately needs that market and that opportunity.
And that's Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association, who told me he's encouraged by the new trade deal.
It's going to be really exciting when we actually see those soybeans being unloaded and we see cash on the barrel head and that deal is completed, because historically there's been times where there's been some seesawing and back and forth and cancellations and movement and so forth, but we have confidence that we will get substantial sales made.
Ragland says he's also encouraged by the Trump administration's proposed $12 to $13 billion farm aid package for farmers who were negatively impacted by the recent trade war with China.
We were already facing some struggles within the farm economy, and this made things far worse for many operations. And a financial bridge in order to help recover from some of those losses is vital that that gets done. And it needs to happen sooner than later, because there's a lot of operations that are severely hurting financially, some that won't be in business in 2026 if something doesn't change.
He adds that lawmakers in D.C. still need to pass an updated farm bill in 2026.
We haven't been prioritized in getting this done. I know that our leadership in both parties wants to see it happen within the ag circles, but you get outside of the ag committee, sometimes I feel like we get lost, and we need to see this prioritized and get done. It's vital to this country. Agriculture is the lifeblood of the United States.
Read the full story and check out my full video interview with Kaylin Ragland. It's at HoosierAgToday.com.